From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The government of Chile is scrambling to provide aid to thousands of homeless people in coastal towns devastated by Saturday's massive earthquake and tsunamis. 10,000 troops have moved into stricken areas to stop looting. The government has raised the official death toll to more than 700. Here's the BBC's Candice Piette with an update from Santiago.
Rescue workers have been fanning out, searching for bodies and survivors. Many people are still without water, electricity and basic communications. In the town of Concepcion, an entire apartment block collapsed, trapping many inside. But the capital, Santiago, is calmer and was not so hard hit. At one collapsed block of flats on the outskirts of the city, this man described what the earthquake had been like.
I grabbed my son and went outside. I just wanted to comfort and hold him through the quake. It felt like an eternity.
Others there approved of how President Bachelet had handled the emergency, a sentiment that seems to be shared by many in this devastated country.
And that's the BBC's Candice Piette in Santiago, Chile. The White House says President Obama will send Canada's prime minister a case of beer after what's called an informal wager on the outcome of Olympic men's hockey. Canada won in overtime in Vancouver, but there's much for the U.S. and its athletes to celebrate, including a record 37 medals from this year's games. American skier Lindsey Vonn, who won a gold, said she's proud of the entire U.S. team.
It's been so cool to watch the American flag go up on the podium so many times, and it seems like every single competition there's someone from the U.S. up on the podium.
Canada set a record and has plenty to be proud of, 14 gold medals for one nation from one staging of the Olympics. Russia's president has wasted no time responding to the country's dismal performance at this year's Winter Olympics. President Dmitry Medvedev wants Russia's top Olympic officials to resign. And NPR's David Green reports Medvedev is making more than a mere polite request.
Russia came in 11th place in the gold medal count, winning just three. That's a major disappointment. After all, the former Soviet Union was known for flexing its muscles at the Winter Games, dominating in hockey, figure skating, and plenty of other sports. As for the disappointing results in Vancouver, President Medvedev went on TV and delivered a threat to Russia's top Olympic officials. They should take the brave decision and sign a letter of resignation. If they can't, the president said, we will help them. Even before the Vancouver Olympics, Medvedev was expressing concern about Russia's athletic prowess. On TV today, he said Russia has gotten away from the Soviet sports school, the rigorous training that led to Olympic success. In today's Russia, Medvedev said, we have not formed our own system. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
This is NPR News. The Commerce Department says individual spending jumped more than analysts expected in January, but people's paychecks barely increased. Economists say the weak income growth in the U.S. could hold back the economy in the coming months. The Commerce Department says spending rose by half a percentage point in January. Lawyers for former Enron CEO Jeffrey Skilling will tell the Supreme Court today that the disgraced and imprisoned one-time energy trader was wrongly convicted under an unconstitutional federal law. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Skilling's case marks the third time this Supreme Court term that the justices have heard a challenge to the so-called Honest Services Law, which makes it a crime for corporate or government officials to use their offices to deprive citizens of their honest services. Skilling was convicted of 19 counts of conspiracy, securities fraud, and lying to auditors as part of a scheme to hide from shareholders the fact that Enron Corporation was an empty shell. His lawyers contend that the honest services statute used to obtain some of the convictions is unconstitutionally vague, that nobody can tell what conduct is legal and what conduct's illegal under the statute. Skilling's lawyers add that even those convictions not obtained under the statute must be thrown out because Skilling's entire trial was tainted by the honest services prosecution. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
At least six people have died in bombings in Afghanistan today. A suicide bomb detonated outside the southern city of Kandahar near a NATO convoy. It killed four civilians and one person serving with NATO. Later, a car bomb exploded near Kandahar's police station. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.